Dan, the virtual Peter Kirk. Today's nugget of wisdom is about art and artists in Kirkland. Back in the 1950s, William Radcliffe transformed the sleepy Kirkland arts community by living his belief. The artist's role in the community is to lead and to get people to think or see things differently, to help people get beyond where they are, to joy, enthusiasm, some sorrow as well. An art teacher at Lake Washington High School, he'd rented my former office in the Peter Kirk Building, a neglected, leaky structure with broken windows and sagging plaster, scheduled for demolition. Radcliffe believed that people want to contribute to a better community. People want to be involved in positive change. Decision-making is best when made by groups rather than one person. In 1961, he led a dedicated collection of architects, attorneys, educators, and physicians to rescue the historic brick and stone building by funding its purchase. This energetic group, known as the Peter Kirk Syndicate, created the Creative Arts League, supporting Radcliffe's vision of community-wide opportunities for artists and art, as well as the preservation of the historic landmark. With additional support of businesses, media, artists, art lovers, and other community members, sound financial planning, and some old-fashioned elbow grease, this beacon for the arts and home for creative expression came to life. Welcoming more artists and forms of expression, the Creative Arts League became the Kirkland Arts Center, housing a printmaking and ceramics studio, an exhibit gallery, and classes. Summerfest continues to bring artists and community together in a vibrant celebration. To meet the growing enthusiasm for the arts in Kirkland and Greater East Side, the Kirkland Performance Center opened its doors in June 1998. Visionary leaders including Chuck Morgan and Bill Woods, hundreds of volunteers and funds raised from nearly 1,000 donors provide a venue for a wide variety of performing arts. Throughout Kirkland, galleries showcase painting, sculpture, blown glass and more. The International Youth Ballet touches young artists' lives. The Kirkland Dance Center and the Kirkland Choral Society train and express artistic talent. Local entrepreneur and catalyst to the arts community, Bill Ballantyne, adds artistic expression to our daily lives with his loan of large bronze sculptures placed throughout the community. The Kirkland Cultural Council was formed in 2003 and since then provides leadership for the purchase of these statues. Thanks to the efforts of this dedicated group and the support of generous community members, Puddle Jumpers and others will bring us a smile for years to come. Just as a symphony begins with a conductor's vision and a single note, today Kirkland community members enjoy life in the city that has been referred to as the jewel in the arts crown of Puget Sound. Virtual Peter Kirk here, signing off for now. Cheerio!